Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today's story, as was yesterday's, is an adaptation of a story told by Chaim the Storyteller on Chabad.org. Once upon a time, there was a rabbi and his wife who were very poor. The rabbi was a great rabbi, but Hashem had not blessed him with a lot of money. And therefore, he and his wife were quite poor. One day, a woman came knocking on the rabbi's door. She said, "Rabbi, my daughter is supposed to be married tomorrow, and I have been trying so hard to save some money and to find some money, to perhaps borrow some money or be given some money to make the wedding. And I simply do not have any money to make a wedding for my daughter. Can you help me?" The rabbi said, "Well, I don't have any money. I'm also very poor, but come in. Let me look around the house and see if there's something I can give you that will help." The rabbi looked and looked and looked, and suddenly he saw one thing of great value in his home. It was his wife's silver candlesticks, Shabbos candlesticks. They were indeed very beautiful and very precious. He didn't even think for a minute. He knew that his wife would want him to take the candlesticks and give them to the poor woman so that she could make a wedding for her daughter. And so that's what he did. "Here," he said, "I have nothing of great value in the house except these. I have no money, I have no jewels, but I do have these silver candlesticks. And I'm sure that my wife, if she were here right now, which she's not, that she would agree with me to give these candlesticks to you so that you could make a wedding for your daughter." "Oh, thank you so much," said the poor woman. Her eyes shone brightly with joy. She took the candlesticks from the rabbi. She ran home, and indeed, she was able to find someone to buy the candlesticks for a lot of money, and then she was able to afford to make a nice wedding for her daughter. When the rabbi's wife came home, she said, "My dear husband, where are my candlesticks? It's going to be Shabbos in a few days. And I don't know where they are. Perhaps they've been stolen." "No, no, my dear," said the rabbi. "They were not stolen. A poor woman came to the door, and she told me that she has no money at all with which to marry off her daughter. Her daughter is ready to get married. There's a chassan ready to marry her daughter, and the wedding is supposed to be today. But she has no money. And therefore, I saw your candlesticks and I thought that for sure you would agree with me to give the candlesticks to this poor woman so that she could sell them and make a nice wedding for her daughter." "Oh, yes," said the rabbi's wife. "Absolutely, I'm so happy that you did that. I'm so glad that you took my candlesticks and did such a great mitzvah with them. But soon it will be Shabbos. What will we use to put my candles into?" "Well," said the rabbi, "let's see. How about if you bring me an apple, and I will cut the apple in half, and I will make a kind of a candle holder from the half apple." And so he did. And that Shabbos, it seemed to the rabbi and the Rebbetzin, that their candles, their Shabbos candles, shone much, much brighter than ever before. So we see that it's not always easy to give tzedakah. In the case of the rabbi and the Rebbetzin, they gave away the last valuable thing which they had, the only valuable thing which they had. If a person is very wealthy and he gives a little tzedakah every day, great, it's very good. But not what you would call giving tzedakah when there's nefesh. that is really, really having to put out a lot of effort. The person is wealthy anyway, he gives a little tzedakah, so it's not really so hard. If the person gives a lot of tzedakah, or gives a lot compared to what he has, then that becomes a much, much greater mitzvah. Of course, we cannot give so much tzedakah that we become poor, and then we have to ask for tzedakah. But even if we don't have too much money, but we should try to give as much tzedakah as we can, not making ourselves so poor that we have to then ask other people for tzedakah. But tzedakah is such a great mitzvah that the Gemara says, Gedola tzedakah Hashem mekarebes es ha-geula. Tzedakah is great because it brings the geula quicker. And the Gemara Yerushalmi also says that the mitzvah of tzedakah can be referred to as simply the mitzvah. That's how the Gemara Yerushalmi refers to the mitzvah of tzedakah, the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah of tzedakah is so great and so special that it's almost like doing all of the mitzvahs at once. When a person earns money, they put a lot of effort in usually, and then when they take some of that money, give it to a poor person, or to the shul, or to yeshiva, and so forth, then they're really giving something of themselves. They put hard work in to earn the money, and now they took some of that money to give tzedakah. It's as if they're giving of themselves. And therefore, I hope that every single person listening to this story has their own tzedakah box, which they use to collect money for tzedakah, to put aside some money when you get Hanukkah geld, take some of it and put it in the pushka, or if you get an allowance, or if you earn money by doing certain jobs, or someone gives you a gift of money for your birthday or for another occasion, and to always be thinking about giving at least some of that money for poor people. Thank you very much for listening to the story of the day. And remember that there is somebody who sets the greatest example of giving tzedakah, and that is Hashem. Hashem gives us everything that we have, and therefore He is always showing an example to us of giving us tzedakah. And therefore, we should also turn around and give tzedakah to those who need it. Thank you for listening to the story of the day.